Brewers down to their final out now. Now up to Christian Yelich. Here it is. Yelich sends one to right center and deep.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Brewers Podcast. My name is KJ Eichsted. I'll be your host, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Alex. Alex, how you doing? Brewers looking like they're in first place, 4-0. We'll see if they have a magic comeback in them. What's going on, my friend?
It's going great, KJ. Brewers fans, welcome into the podcast. Christian Yelich is off to a hot start, or as I like to say, Yelly is back, maybe, and I'm hoping for it because he's off to a blazing hot start, and that's exactly what the Brewers needed. Throwing Jackson Chourio, coming out swinging. Easy hits for him, easy power. Got his first home run in the big leagues today, game 5. Brewers hoping, you know, they can make a comeback, but they look like they might drop that first game there, Cage, go 4-1 out of the first yep. 5. I'm ecstatic by that. 1 week back, if you could have told me we'd be 4-1, I'd be like, let's go. Brewers are going to be fun all summer long, and that's what I want. That's most important to Brewers fans. And just this club, respectably, back in the winning ways. So I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Let's dive into the crew.
Yes, thanks so much for joining us, Brewers fans. And I think Alex makes a great point to start. The Brewers are kind of talked down on pretty much the majority of the offseason, you know, being ranked in the 20s and the power rankings, depending on who you'd ask, you know, kind of left for dead by Craig Counsell. The sentiment wasn't really as high as it probably should have been. But there's one thing that's gone on since Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun arrived in Milwaukee, and that's pretty much like a winning culture for the most part, right? Like, we've had our ups, we've had our downs, no doubt, but for the most part, the Brewers have had a winning culture since those days, you know, since the Brawny era, carried into the Christian Yelich era. You know, we've had some strong pitching. Corbin Burns is no longer with us, but now it's like the Chourio era. Alex mentioned Christian Yelich off to a strong start. That is critical. Jackson Chourio, the super prospect, off to a strong start. I believe he's got a 5-game hit streak, man. And like you said, he just launched his first home run today. It's looking like the Brewers might drop today's game. You know, they let in a lot of runs in the bullpen. That's going to hurt no matter who you are. But like Alex said, if you would have been told that the Brewers would be 4-1 after the first 5 games, you'd take that 100 times out of 100. I think my prediction on last week's pod was like 3-3 after the first 2 series. Well, it looks like we're going to probably surpass that. Actually, we will surpass that. So I'm pretty hyped, man. You know, really, if we do a quick rundown on what's going well, Christian Yelich off to a strong start, right? So he'll be engaged. He'll be in the game. You know, he won't be kind of mailing it in knowing that he'll just get paid regardless. Jackson Chourio, the 20-year-old rookie, the super prospect, confidence will be huge. He's hitting the ball. He smashed an opposite field homer on a breaking pitch. That was easy, like you said. I've seen him steal bases. I've seen him basically drive guys in. He's a stud. And he's locked up for a while. He's good on defense. He makes it look easy out there. And not only that, man, Abner Uribe, he's just been bright spots all up and down the lineup. I mean, Sal Frelick, he could get going a little bit. This guy had a big, big, big hit tool in the minors to get him to be one of, like, the top, like, 30, 40 prospects when he was finally called up. He's been scuffling a little bit, but you know that's what happens, Brewers fans. Guys end up scuffling, especially earlier in the year. The averages and the smaller sample sizes sometimes look really good or really atrocious. And ultimately, the only thing that matters is that record, and the Brewers are at an 800 winning percentage if they drop today's game. But like I said, never say never. We'll see. I'm happy to be back. Alex, besides maybe like, you know, the Yelly getting off the hot start, because with his salary, that's kind of to be expected. You can talk about Trio for a sec, but like, what are some like positives you're seeing so far this year?
Seeing Matt Arnold. Shout out to Stearns, as always, for the Trio deal and just bringing that super prospect to fruition. But Matt Arnold starting off with a bang, too, Cage. Reese Hoskins,
yeah.
Great signing as well, like a fiery competitor at first base. The Brewers have been able to, you know, service first base relatively well with how much they invested in there. You think of guys like Rowdy Tellez,
who You're
did
right.
pretty well, but, you know, was relatively cheap. Even Aguilar, right? Back in his stint, he was a great first baseman.
Was not making much.
Was not making much. And the Brewers have kind of managed there, and they've got a guy who's fiery, who's not going to take it from the other team. There were benches cleared opening day, Brewers fans, for a slide that he did, Reese Hoskins. And it's like, that's a part of the game. He's waking you up again to think, like, this is no summer rodeo.
This is
the real season. The Brewers came out looking to win, Cage. The new manager, I mean, to start off Pat Murphy 4-0, that's a great feeling no matter who you are. You breathe easier. You can get into your game plan. Hopefully they keep the pressure on. Looks like Yelly had another hit today. He's balling, and that I think confidence for him is more important than confidence for other guys on this roster. He can have the greatest impact, I think, and this team performs at a high enough clip, because you brought up Ryan Braun, and what I couldn't help but think of, Brewers fans, was that clutch players win games. They create winning franchises. Ryan Braun was clutch his entire career. We're getting into an era where we've won a lot of games through the clutchness of, say, our bullpen, notably guys like Hader in their prime and other, you know, other great pitchers on the staff. But what about the bats? The bats have not been clutch. Yeah. So to see those off to a good start, I'm just thrilled, Cage. You know, you got lots of players on this team that are exciting, that are young. And it's like, here we go again. Here we go again.
Count out the Brewers,
and
exactly.
You'll see what happens.
Well, and building off what you're saying on that Reese Hoskins point, I think that's a huge culture-setting moment, right? Like, basically what happened, if you didn't see this, Brewers fans, opening day, Reese Hoskins was pretty much just playing some baseball, right? Like, could have been a double play. He went into second base with a hard slide. Didn't hurt anybody, but he was playing some ball. That's kind of like what you would do if you were in high school ball. You know, maybe you would get yelled at, but I know that when I played, people were coming in hard, and you know, I remember when
your
guys
job
would,
is to break up that ball.
Exactly, simple enough, right? I remember when guys would smash the catcher at home plate when they had to make the Buster Posey rule. You know, I was disappointed then. I'm disappointed now in just the way that sports are getting a little more soft. But that's another tangent. And then the Mets guy freaked out. Like, this guy was just like absolutely crybaby, stomping his feet. You know, like, would not let it go. And Hoskins is like, yo, bro, it was literally just playing some baseball. And it was almost like if he would have, like, succumbed to how outraged, you know, the Mets guy was and almost was like, oh, my bad, bro, then it would have, like, set the tone in a negative way for the Brewers to be, like, the inferior team that day. But he's like, yo, I'm not going to take this from some guy in a big market. And then sure enough, he smacks a home run the next day, I believe. Takes a long time rounding the bases, which I absolutely loved. And then they got, the Mets threw behind him and got their own player ejected. So it's just like, that sets the tone for your entire squad. You're like, okay, we're not going to be, you know what, so we're not going to be pushovers. The Brewers are going to be the team that takes it to the other teams. They're going to be a tough team. Rub some dirt on it, you know, get back into second base and you know, hey, man, you got an out. What more do you want, right? So I was pretty happy to see that. One downside trend, right? There's been a lot of upside trends that I've seen so far. One little bit of a slight concern so far, I don't know how long the Brewers can get away with this, is our starting pitching going so few innings. And I don't know if you've noticed this too, Alex, or Brewers fans, but like these guys are throwing like 4 or 5 innings max. And at some point, you know, we might not have the Haters in the bullpen. We might not have the Devin Williams in the bullpen. We've got Abner Uribe in the bullpen throwing gas, but like we've got to get to Abner Uribe, as evidenced by today's game where the Brewers blew a big lead. Jackson Chirio's first home run. I would have loved to see him get that win. We'll see what happens. It's not over till the Fat Lady sings. But yeah, man, I mean, these starting pitchers, we're getting the job done. Like today's starter had like 5 walks in 3-4 innings, you know, so that's not sustainable either, but somehow managed to get out of it. With limited damage, and you would just like to see them go a bit longer, because We're going to have to find out who's the longer guys in our bullpen. You know, it's one thing to go once through the order, you know, maybe get like 3-4 batters in one inning. But if you got to face those guys multiple times, Major League batters will make adjustments and they'll make you pay. Alex, I don't know if you got any thoughts on that and maybe just another observation you've seen that might be something to keep an eye on for Brewers fans, good or bad.
It's going to be winning by committee in the starting position group, but one of my favorite players on this roster, Freddy Peralta, got off to a tremendous start, going 6 innings and actually holding the Mets to their least amount of hits on opening day ever. Mm-hmm. One hit, serving it to Stearns. Freddy Peralta, the guy that you signed for the franchise, thank you. 1.5 ERA cage, 8 Ks, fan and bats. And what I see out of Freddie, Brewers fans, is now a new evolution. He's got the long hair. He's like Giovanni Gallardo, but like twice as good in his... That's what I see, Cage. I see like a guy who's like elevated into ace role. It's been a long time coming, Brewers fans, but Freddie Peralta is now ace mode. And he showed it that first game, Cage. And I think that's really important for this squad to at least have some dude in the locker room. They're like, yeah, he's our ace. The rest of us, we got to do whatever we can to like have respectable numbers because Freddie's going to be holding it down.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. I was just thinking as you were kind of going on that topic right there, what would Freddie Peralta be paid if he hit the open market? And that is a fascinating question because
25 per.
Oh, easily, bro. I think this guy would make probably like 28, to be honest. I think Snell just got like $31 million or something, but Freddie Peralta has no injury issues really to speak of, knock on wood. And he's still young.
Nasty stuff.
Nasty stuff with movement that surely plays well in the advanced analytics. This guy, he would make at least 25, like you
said.
With
a regular
analyst. Like you said, like I think that's like the floor. And the fact that the Brewers are getting him for like what, $4 to $6 million a year, I don't even know what it is, $7 million max maybe, is highway robbery. But guess what, Brewers fans? Don't feel bad at all, because if you feel bad, just know that's how the Brewers win. The Brewers win by locking up these guys, locking up Freddie P as your ace, locking up Jackson Churio as your
centerpiece.
Yeah,
we need to hold Churio ball super hard.
Exactly.
On his new deal.
He looks like Ronald Acuna Jr., man. That was always my comp for him. And so far, he's showing all those five tools. But Freddie P, if this man were to just like have a Scott Boras as his agent and then hit the open market, wow, he would be priced out of Milwaukee because he's looking good. He's looking like an ace, and we all know those aren't cheap. We're going to need to see what Devin Williams can do when he comes back. We're going to need to see what some of these guys can do when they get fully healthy. I just want to go around the horn a little bit about the rest of the league. Like you said, two clubs in particular, the Mets with David Stearns, not off to the strongest start. You know, it's probably going to take him a five-year period until he turns them into like a World Series caliber team. He probably will do that just because he is an animal. And David Stearns is an animal. And if you give him the biggest payroll in the game, he'll probably get it done. We'll see. I hope the Brewers can sneak one in before that. But that's another satisfying series sweep. And then Craig Counsell, the guy who stabbed the Brewers in the back and went to the fiercest rival, Chicago Cubs. I mean, if you're not talking betrayal, I don't know what the word even means. That was a shocker to me. It's like, look, man, I understand if you take the year off, we'll go watch your kids play. I understand if you take multiple years off, go watch your kids play. I understand if you even go to a different club. But to turn around and go to the Chicago clubs, man, I don't even understand it. I personally couldn't do that. You know, I actually have a little bit of personal pride, a little bit of semblance of loyalty. But he did, man, and I think the Cubs are not off to the best start, despite, going back to our opening points, being talked up in the offseason. A lot of people found it trendy to put the Cubs ahead of the Brewers in the division, to clown the Brewers in favor of the bigger markets.
They're 3-2.
Guess what? Brewers have a better record, though. You know, Craig Counsell, thank you for the memories, but, man, you did not have to do us dirty like that. I don't wish you well while you have that uniform on. Okay, if you want to come back to this side, I will wish you well, but not when you got the Cubs uniform on. Okay, I draw the line right there. I at least know where I stand. Alex, you mentioned the Pirates 5-0. I think the Yankees are 5-1, something like that. You know, I mean, around the horn, like, what else are you seeing around the leagues?
National League Central, Pirates 5-0, Brewers 4-0, Cubs 3-2, Reds 3-2, and those Cardinals are 3-3. You know they're going to rise in the late year.
Yeah.
I think this division is very cooking here early. So we're going to find out, really, who's a player, who's not. Do I expect Pittsburgh to stay up there? No. Do I expect the Cubs maybe to stay up there? Yes, because even though I did feel betrayed by Craig, I'm not going to sit here and say he's not a winner. He's going to win games with the Cubs. He's going to find a way, and it's kind of like Stearns long-term will find a way for the Mets, a little harder task. But, you know, as the manager, counsel's an upgrade for them. So I do expect them to win more games. They're going to be hunting the Brewers. First series against Chicago, I believe, is not this month. So it's going to be at least a month before the Brewers take on Craig. Around the league as well, the Braves top of their division 3-2, Dodgers 6-2 atop of their division. Expect them to be there late season. Tigers are the 4-0 surprise in the American League Central. But people say don't sleep on the Tigers this year. Apparently they're pretty stacked. The Guardians are 4-2, the Cleveland
Guardians.
They're
always good. The Guardians always do more with less. They're almost like the Brewers of the AL. They always seem to do it more with less. I mean, you could say the Orioles as well. I'm sure they're doing pretty well.
Orioles are 3-2, so right there in the mix with the Red Sox, you know, Yankees. That's going to be a tough division with the Rays, as always, right? So
Corbin Burns, did he get shelled his first start? I know he was the opening day. I know he may have given up like a I think he may have given up a bomb, but I did see him get a few strikeouts, so I think he might have got a lot of strikeouts. Maybe they got the win, maybe they didn't. I don't track the Orioles as close as the Brewers, obviously, but Corbin Burns was...
Corbin went out and did six innings, gave up one hit. It was a home run. It struck out 11 guys.
Okay, he's pissed off. Corbin's pissed off. He wants his money, and he wants it now. And, you know...
0.17 whip, to do you a little info.
Okay. Hey, respect. If you had a pitch like that for the crew in the playoffs, he'd probably have a few rings by now. But
I know.
See, the thing about Corbin, where is that in the playoffs? The Orioles are about to learn the hard way, man. They're about to be like, wow, we've got this high-flying offense. We've got a great catcher. You know, we've got Jackson Holliday. We've got Gunnar Henderson.
They're going to be good.
We got all these talented players, and we finally have our ace this year. And then the playoffs come around, and Corbin's going to unveil playoff Corbin. And and they're going to probably get knocked out early.
Playoff Freddy, though.
Playoff Freddy... You know, playoffs are different.
I think he won last year. I could be wrong on that, but you know, Freddie's been under a lot of pressure as a young lad, and I think that experience is going to help him, honestly.
Yeah,
but it
just hurts to lose Woody. Yeah, go ahead.
Like the Brewers, as of where they are, like as a squad, is this what you expected to see, or is this better than what you expected to see?
You know, man, I think it's better. I wasn't expecting 4-1, and once again, it is early, but I expected this team to be kind of like a surprise team simply because of the low expectations, and that's like a gift in life. When someone's like, all right, son, I want you to go out there and, you know, hit this golf ball, and I want you to just hit the golf ball forward. You're like, really? Like, I can probably make this golf ball go forward, or maybe that's not the best... example, but like if the expectations are so low, it's pretty easy to clear the expectations.
I want you to go out there and get rebounds.
Exactly. I want you to go over there and grab that ball, you know, or something like that. I want you to go over there and catch the ball, like something like that. I want you to go over there and block that man.
You must just play defense.
Yeah. Just go out there and play some tough D for me. You know, you like happen to make a layup or something. I don't know. It's tough to pound a peg in example, but like. The Brewers are benefiting from low expectations. They're benefiting from like a new voice in the locker room. They're benefiting from having a solid mix of veterans and young guys. This team is hungry, man. They're hungry to show what they can do. I think they feel a little disrespected, and that's
there's a monkey on the
things,
back.
That's not one of those things that can drive you. If you do feel disrespected, it can turn into a heck of an energy source. And what was this monkey on the back that you're kind of seeing, Alex? Is this just like, hey, this team's like, don't even think about them. Don't waste your brain power on them. They're not going to do anything. And the Brewers are about to prove that wrong. Or is there something else you're seeing?
Playoff chokes recently, right? Yeah. Like the Brewers have done well, but their star has not. Christian Yelich, monkey on the back. He's got a lot of people he wants to prove wrong. And so did this Brewers squad, kind of like coming in like with the winning expectation, not World Series, you know, expectations like the Yankees or some of these clubs. It's more so like, okay, we expect to win here, and we have to win our playoff game. We got to win playoff series, because Yelly's already won a series in the playoffs. Adames has, you know, lost in several series. A lot of our guys, Cage, they have that hunger. I think that monkey on the back, as I was saying, like, Churi is going to be like, look, I look up to these guys. I was watching him run the home run today, Brewers fans, his first career home run. He was pointing out, it was a moment he'll never forget. Like, put yourself in the shoes the first time you drove with your driver's license or you were at a game-winner sporting event. It's something special.
It's a special moment.
To see him hit that in the Brewers, you know, Miller Park, opposite field, I think it's symbolic that we're going to have, like, I mean, it's like the Freddie P on, you know,
I knew what you were going to say there. This is
on offense, baby. You know, it's awesome, right? Like, it's just like a good feeling around this team. And they have a chip on their shoulder. Like, Churio's like, look, I got to be something big because all these people in this city of Milwaukee, this foreign place of Milwaukee, think I'm going to be something great.
Yeah. And you know what's fascinating is when the Brewers were playing the Dodgers in seven games in the NLCS in 2018. Jackson Churio was like 14 years old. This dude's like an eighth grader in Latin America.
And he probably wants to be an MLB player.
I mean, he might not have even had like a TV for all we know. You know, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But he's probably like listening to Bob Uecker on the radio, but he probably wasn't because there's 30 teams. And maybe he knew who like the Yankees were. Maybe he was listening to the series because maybe he knew like the Yankees and the Dodgers. Or maybe not. But this is a new era. It's a new day. Jackson Churio is ready to make his mark. And I think the way he's hit the ground running, man, by the season's end, maybe this is a good one to end on, who will be the face of this franchise? Will it be Yelly or will it be Churio? I'm inclined to say it might be Churio.
I think it will be, but I think Yelly's going to enter the chat. He's the Braun, you know, like... When Yelly's at the plate in the clutch, it's going to be must-see TV.
You don't
want to
be exactly.
And you don't want to be thrown at him at the end of the day, especially if he's on. Like, he's hitting the ball hard, Brewers fans. Beautiful sight. It's a smooth swing. And what he does, Cage, is also draw walks. Like, Yelly's got a great eye.
He does have a really good eye.
When he struggled, that was something he could at least manage, is to get, like, a decent, respectable on-base percentage.
Yeah.
So he's up there 471 on base to start the year.
I mean, keep it up, brother. Keep it up. All you got to do is get on base half the time and just hope and pray someone knocks you in, right? Any final thoughts, Alex?
Final thoughts? Go Crew. What a great start. And it's going to be a fun summer, Brewers fans. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for having me, KJ.
Yeah, Brewers fans, we just want to thank you for tuning in. What an exciting start. I know opening day was a very, very, very rainy, cold experience. But, hey, Brewers end up getting a win. And I think the best is yet to come. I really think this team is going to do something special. We'll see what happens. It's kind of like we'll see how good we can be, right? And it's going to be a great time. It always is. You know, win or lose, the summer in Milwaukee is a magical, magical time. The Brewers are a big part of that. They look like they're going to be a winning club, and we'll be here for it. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. This is another great episode of the Ike Brewers Podcast. Text this show to another Brewers fan. Let's keep growing this community. Let's keep talking that Brewers baseball. God bless. We out.
Now listening to Ike Music.
Personal success does not guarantee team success. What leadership comes down to, it's about understanding, hey, look, as a leader, I know I couldn't do it without you, and you couldn't do it without me.
Yeah, I could see you, yeah, I could see. Yeah, flying overseas, yeah, I can sleep. Think I might take the pills just so I can sleep. Yeah, fall into my dreams, can't wait, I'ma keep coming back. Oh yeah,
I wish I could see you as I try.
think I might take the pills just so I can sleep. Yeah, I fall into my dreams, kill me, I'ma keep coming back. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Flying overseas, yeah, I can sleep. Think I might take the pills just so I can sleep. Yeah, fall into my dreams, kill me, I'ma keep coming back. Oh yeah, oh yeah.